Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today going to be a mixture of sun and clouds, high near 41 degrees. Starting things out a little bit cool this morning in Kenosha with 23. It's up to 19 now in Burlington. Milwaukee's 29. It is 24 in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant arrested a 23-year-old man wanted in connection with shots that were fired at a City of Racine home in the 1300 block of Russet Street yesterday afternoon. Reports indicate a vehicle containing Jamar Edwards, listed as the suspect, was given out as an attempt to locate, and it was spotted by a Mount Pleasant officer on Highway 20. Efforts to stop the white van led to a high-speed chase that went west to Sturtevant, then back east, finally coming to an end around 16th Street and Emerson Road, just north of the landfill. As for the house Edwards reportedly shot at, his own according to police. New employees for the City of Racine, except for firefighters and police officers, are going to have a new policy on sick leave, which the Finance and Personnel Committee fully supports. The panel offered reactionary comments and suggestions the last several months to City Attorney Scott Letney as the language was tweaked for what is listed as a 30-150 plan. The change also affects any sellback of outstanding sick days by the employees upon retirement, dramatically cutting the number from 70 down to 15.
Anytime an employee goes over, the new employees go over 30 days, each day would dump into their extended sick leave bank, and then whenever the time comes that they retire or have another option to sell back sick leave, they'd only be able to sell 50% of that in the ordinary sick leave bank, which would be a maximum of 15 days, whereas today it's maximum of 50% of 140 days. So that would be the effective change.
The full council will be voting on the committee's recommendation at its next meeting. Police and firefighters not affected, they still have collective bargaining rights. Kenosha City Council met in Committee of the Whole last night. Their focus, a lot of attention at least anyway, on the capital improvement plan, specifically Kennedy Drive along the lakefront. It's needed an upgrade for years. The Finance Committee added CIP resurfacing money. Alderman approved another $5,000, though, to fund a study by SAA Group, which created a master plan for Kenosha Park and whether Kennedy Drive ought to include a bike or pedestrian path and if grants or improvements might be possible. Alderman Daniel Przanski says he couldn't count the number of people who said they want that road to stay open.
And also saying, hey, it's an abomination as far as the road's concerned. It needs to be fixed and repaired. And people use it every day. You know, we're not talking about saying, oh, hey, let's resurface something for a new road. This road is used every single day. It should be safe.
The vote to increase the CIP for a study on Kennedy Park Drive, that was 15-2, 14-3 on the CIP budget as a whole. The operational budget approved 11-6. Final council votes on both budgets will come at a meeting later today. 2016 budgets for both the village and the town of Summers get a public hearing at 6 o'clock tonight. Included in the two spending plans, 1.5% employee wage hikes and money toward a study on fire services with the town of Paris and the village of Bristol. And Caledonia's Plan Commission is meeting this evening. That agenda includes We Energy's proposal to build an air monitoring station in the 4500 block of 7 Mile Road. That's in response to health concerns raised by residents living near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Commissioners scheduled to look over the utility's site review plan for a 24-by-32-foot structure. The collection of garbage, ashes, and refuse in the village of Mount Pleasant now includes an amended ordinance that limits when such materials can be set out in advance of pickup, and when property owners have to bring in the empty containers, penalties to go along with it. Administrator Kurt Wallen said it'll give the village some legal authority in dealing with complaints.
It's recommended here that by the Finance Legal License Committee, at Ordinance Number 9-2015, which recommends a mechanism for dealing with the premature placement of garbage for pickup and the failure to remove garbage receptacles in a timely fashion once a pickup has been made, be approved by the Village Board.
Trustee Gary Feast indicating complaints, they're still going to drive any authoritative action by the Village.
All the time frames that are on here as far as when you can put it out and when you collect it, for the average resident who is, you know, doing his due diligence with his garbage on garbage day, there is no conflict, there is no penalty, there is no hindrance. So we thought it good to at least have an ordinance on the books for the abusers so that we would have teeth to go after them to say this must stop.
The ordinance revision allows container placement no sooner than 15 hours before 7 a.m. on the day of collection and removal within 12 hours of collection. First offense could be a $50 citation. Lena's Food Market on the north side of Milwaukee is being given the all-clear by the health department after a customer's photograph of a rodent on some bacon over the weekend went viral. Store officials indicate the affected food products were destroyed, the area thoroughly cleaned and sanitized, and pest prevention and control policies ramped up. That photograph shared thousands of times on Facebook, which prompted the health department to check out the store in the first place. And the Wisconsin Realtors Association reporting home sales up 2.4% statewide in October versus a year ago. Median prices increasing 4.7% to $155,000. Locally, home sales went up 2.7% in Racine County, 17.8% in Kenosha County, 1.2% in Milwaukee County. Median prices during the period fell 14.8% in Racine County, 9% in Kenosha County, but went up 4.8% in Milwaukee County. Through October, home sales in Racine County up about 18%, 10.4% in Kenosha County, 5.7% in Milwaukee County. WRJN.com, that's our webpage and our newscaster there. In podcast form, you just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.